The Burt Show.
You guys are going to flip. You guys are absolutely going to flip. Give me 10 minutes because I'm just finalizing details right now. But we're hanging with a major, major celebrity tomorrow. Major. Tomorrow afternoon. You guys are going to have to need to clear your schedules for about 1 o'clock.
No, you're kidding. I feel like you're pulling our leg.
No.
No, he wouldn't kid about this.
No. This one's major. This is really major.
Are you going to tell us or are you just going to be cryptic?
I'm going to tell you in about 10 minutes because I'm waiting for the program director to give me the final details.
Oh my God. Can you give us a hint?
Nope. I'll give you a hint in 10 minutes. Maybe I'll make it really difficult for you guys and try to guess who it is. Like,
we can play 20 questions.
Yeah, that would be fun. Claim to fame game that we used to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Clearly, the celebrity is alive, so you could go ahead and take that one right. That's your freebie. But as soon as I get the text back from him, which should just take a couple of minutes, when we come back, you guys are going to go, how did Q pull that off? It's that big.
Wow.
So A-list.
You guys are looking at me like with very skeptical.
No.
I am telling you, when I tell you that this is one of the biggest artists / celebrities in the world, that's going to be in here tomorrow. That's not hyperbole.
Is it Ice Spice? Finally?
She will not be invited back. All right, so give me a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Oh, God.
All right, dude. So last week we spent the majority of the Burt Show talking about this very difficult decision you had to make. You made the decision. It happened over the weekend. Give us the fallout.
All right. So, yeah, quick recap in case you missed it. I was in a tough spot, really tough spot, because I had signed up and was already a part of doing a private show for a high profile client who had a very, very nice high profile list of invites. And a couple of these names on that guest list genuinely could have played a part in helping or changing the course of my career. And so obviously this was a day that I was genuinely looking forward to and excited about. And then I got the call from my mom saying, yeah, that's great, but we're celebrating your dad and his 50th birthday on the same exact day at the same exact time. And I had to figure out which one was more important to me.
And your dad's not a toddler anymore. You can move birthdays of toddlers. They don't know. He's 50. He knows when his birthday is.
Yes, sir. It wasn't going to work. And I found out in the end why, but I was trying to convince my mom initially to change the day because I thought it was early enough and that she'd be able to move it, but she just couldn't do it. She wouldn't budge. And so I had to make this decision. And I went back and forth with myself about it for over a month. It was a while, and I made the decision literally down to the wire, the last seconds that I could. And I decided at the end of the day, no matter how I try to convince myself of how this should go, I felt like I was just going to look back and regret having not been there for my dad in such a big moment of his life. And I didn't feel like I would regret not going to this show. There'll be other shows. There'll be other times. But family is special to me. That's everything to me, my family. So it ended up being a little bit easier of a decision when I put the right perspective on it than I thought.
But that's not what the majority wanted you to do.
No, after a while, I felt like no one wanted me to do this.
Yeah.
Everybody was telling me, this is a no-brainer. Go do this show.
Did you tell us that you presented this to your dad, too, and he said play the show, or he never knew that this was even?
No, he never knew. I didn't even want to do that to him.
Tell
I would have felt like that was foul.
Remind Bert what your mom said.
My mom with the money?
No, not the money, but she's like, how does she put it? Whatever happens is supposed to happen or something like that.
Oh, she just told me, I did ask my mom, she said, oh, it'll work out. That's pretty much what she said.
Yeah.
It'll work itself out. And yeah. I'm like, how? Mom, how?
I'm curious. Had you presented your dad with that, right, and let him know what was going on, what would he have said to you?
My dad is the kind of guy that would have 1,000% told me to go do the show. Mm. He would have been like, son, I'm going to be fine. I'll have other birthdays. We'll have other celebrations. But I know my dad, and I know deep down he may not have admitted it to me because he wouldn't have wanted to make it harder for me, but it would have stung him a little bit, I think, if I chose something over something as big as this for him. So I finally make this decision, and I ended up showing up like right before the party. And immediately I realized why my mom couldn't move this around, because what they kept from me, I thought this was going to be like a small family thing. And I guess my mom didn't want me to put more pressure on myself. There was over 100 people at this party. Like, it was a huge party. The mayor was at this party. So I'm thinking to myself, how would that have looked if the mayor shows up for my dad and his son doesn't? Right? So, but there was a lot of just different moments that happened that really assured me that I made the right decision. I mean, even the one-on-one time that I got to have with my dad and get some perspective from where he is in his life and what's going on, seeing everybody who is like, who has been there for him throughout this journey of his 50 years, there to celebrate and support him. Even the moments of when he was up there giving a speech about it, and you see, like, my, if I would have had to watch my mom and sisters be up there with him in that moment and I'm not there and all of these videos being passed around in the family group text, those are the kind of things that for me just would have ate me up. Like, I would have been like, man, I was supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I beat myself up for that for a while. So in those moments, a lot of those moments, I realized, like, I did the right thing. This is what I was supposed to do. However, I could not go on without asking if who made it on that guest list so I can know who I missed out on performing in front of.
Okay, not who was on the guest list, the invited list, but who actually showed up.
Actually
who
showed up.
Who would you have been performing in front of?
Well, the biggest name of them all was Dave Chappelle. That was the biggest one. And that was the hardest one by far,
he
obviously.
Showed?
He did not.
Okay.
He ended up booking some shows to do last minute somewhere else. And when I got that information, I was like, yes. Yes. I'm so glad he wasn't there. But it was all in all, I'd say maybe five names that I'd said to myself, these are the five, like, that I would really want to perform in front of. If I put them in order, the top three didn't show.
Okay.
So only the like, who would have been fourth and fifth ended up showing. And they're just celebrities. I don't think there's somebody who might have, like, tried to change my career. But it would have been nice to perform in front of them. But for me, I'm like, all right, if two of the five showed up and it wasn't the top three that I was concerned about, I felt like that was God's way of rewarding me for being a good son. And it worked out in the end. I really think I made the right decision.
Excellent, man.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Speaking of family drama, country singer Wynonna Judd is having a little bit of trouble with her daughter because she's currently behind bars on prostitution charges. So there were a couple of headlines that came out about this last week that I had seen and kind of skimmed over because it was kind of like just typical, she's not a child star, but like rebellious behavior that you might expect from somebody who has a famous family member.
How old is she?
She's 27 years old. So she's my age, and police said that she exposed her boobs and her lower body and then refused to comply or tell them what was going on when they tried to arrest her. But now she's facing additional charges for prostitution because she was holding up a sign that said, ride for a ride, basically saying she's willing to perform for a car ride somewhere. And she's the... all the reports are coming out and saying she didn't deny what she meant by ride for a ride. She actually doubled down and said, it's perfectly legal to offer intimate relations in exchange for a lift. So now she's behind bars on $2,000 bail money. And the New York Post says that she's actually calling her mom trying to get help from jail. And apparently her mom is not answering those calls.
Yikes.
Yeah, she's got a little bit of a long history for being a bit of a wild child. I think she had some meth issues and was in rehab. But she did say a very interesting thing, interesting in like a very bizarre way. She said that she thinks that she's cursed ever since her grandma actually took her own life in 2022.
Oh,
so clearly there's some big issues going on here.
Very superficial question. It's not even lightening it up. Would you rather have your daughter busted for a crazy amount of drugs or prostitution?
Oh, I mean, that is splitting some hairs, man.
Give me the drugs. I'd take the drugs.
Yeah.
Save that. Most
all the drugs.
He'll take the drugs.
I mean, it's like 51% drugs, 49% prostitution.
Just feel like there's more money to be made in drugs now.
You're looking at it from a financial standpoint.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna go to hell, like, at least make your money, you know, while you're still here. But I mean, if you're on OnlyFans, that's maybe a different thing. Like, if it was OnlyFans prostitution or drugs, then I'd probably say OnlyFans.
I'm going drugs.
Yeah,
drugs.
Yeah, it's sad. Well, speaking of the country music world, Morgan Wallen, it just feels like he can really do no wrong when it comes to his fan base. So if you missed this story last week, he was at Eric Church's brand new bar in Nashville. It's called Chiefs, and he was six stories up threw a 20-pound chair over the side of the railing. He's facing 3 felony charges, which could be like 15 years in prison. And now his number one song that he has with Eric Church called Man Made a Bar, like Eric did, because Eric did make a bar. It's now number one on the Billboard Country Airplay chart. So he is clearly really getting no punishment for this, unless he ends up going to prison, of course.
This is the second time, right? So first time that there was the big old fallout was when he was throwing around the N-word, right? And then his song skyrockets to number one immediately. And then now he does this. This song skyrockets to number one.
It's so messed up because, like, with women in music, you do, you look at a woman the wrong way. Like, maybe you have some beef with another pop star, and then everybody wants to cancel you, and nobody wants to listen to your music because you're not a girl's girl. And then somebody like Morgan Wallen says the N-word or almost kills somebody by throwing a chair off the side of the building, and all of a sudden you're getting rewarded for it.
Yeah, I don't know. I always wondered what the formula is. I don't know what it is, but it just seems like there are a few people who they can do everything wrong, and purposely it will make their career better every single time. And it's like, if they do good, you wouldn't like them as much. It's a weird thing.
Yeah, maybe that's the formula. Maybe that's why he continues to act out, so that he can continue to get his check, which I guess is just really good marketing on his part. Okay, so last week we found out that the Golden Bachelor is ending his marriage after only 3 months. And it's sparking a little bit of debate amongst people who are big Bachelor fans, because apparently the rumors of why they're breaking up is because the woman that he married, her name is Teresa, she doesn't want to leave her family and her job in New Jersey, which is, you know, a very normal reason for any typical relationship, except for the fact that you got married, so you probably should have figured that out before.
Yeah, like that's a conversation you had prior to walking down an aisle.
Yes, but now people are wondering, when it comes to The Bachelor, should they do it regionally? Like, should you only do a big dating pool for people who live in, like, the same region? So, like, the Southeast or the West Coast or the East Coast? Like, do we now geofence people who are allowed to go on certain seasons?
No, I think if I'm in love, I'm open to moving wherever she is, if it's true love.
And I'm saying, since they televised the wedding, they need to televise the divorce proceedings. Right. I think it's only fair.
That's good TV.
It just seems so civil, though. Like, he went on Good Morning America and, like, listen, there's no beef. We just don't want to have to, like, uproot our lives, which, again, you should have had those conversations in the prenuptial agreement.
And he was asking her to move to Jersey or away from Jersey.
So she lives in Jersey. He lives in South Carolina. And she's like, I don't want to leave my job. And I'm like, girl, go get your man. Like, you got, like, maybe 20 years left. Like, you don't need to work.
If I'm living in New Jersey, give me a reason to leave. Moving to South Carolina for sure.
All right, Ryan Gosling is splitting SNL fans down the middle after his performance on the show over the weekend. I'll tell you why fans don't know if they loved it or hated it on your next E-Buzz and the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Yes, I have been found guilty of embellishment in
the Burt Show. Spotlight on.
Hello. Of embellishment in the past. Yes, for sure. So when I tell you guys that the star that is coming in tomorrow afternoon.
The celebrity.
Oh, it's a celebrity. I am not embellishing that. I want to say 3/4 of the world knows who this person is.
I mean, you referred to this person as a A-list celebrity.
Yeah, that's not even a question. I'm trying to figure out what percentage of A he would be in.
Oh,
I just came out.
Okay. Hey.
I suck at this. Yeah. All right, so we will do it this way.
And he is alive.
Right now?
Yes.
Yes. If something happens over the next 20
years. Don't say that. Herbert's morbid. God.
Yikes.
I want him wheeled in. We might have a contract.
You promise.
Okay. This is an A-list celebrity. As I said, 3/4 of the world knows who this person is. So we will go around the room. We will play 20 questions. When you get it, I tell you.
So far, we have alive and we have man. I'm going to go first.
Yes, okay. Are you keeping the answers or you want me to keep the answers?
I got him going.
He's alive and he's a man. It sounds like my dating criteria.
That's all we need.
Is he a black man?
Indeed.
Okay.
Cass?
Is he an actor?
I think he's done some acting, but I think when you think of his name, you don't think acting.
Okay.
All right. Is he married?
Believe so, yes. Actually, I know so. Now I think about it, yes.
Is he best known for comedy?
No.
Okay, not funny. Is he...
I didn't say not funny. I just said not known for comedy.
Is he a musician?
He is.
Because we're a radio show, so I would imagine we're going to get an artist.
Is he over the age of 40?
You do a quick Google on that? I think so.
So 40-ish for right now. Okay.
Over 40.
Yes, over 40.
Over 40.
Has he released an album this year?
Yes.
Yes. Mm. Has he had a song get big on TikTok recently? You would know. If you spend time on TikTok now?
Not much.
Okay. No. New question. Does he have kids?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Does he, is he a judge on any reality TV shows?
I do not believe so.
No? Okay.
I think he may have been.
Hold on.
Yes, in the past he has. Yes. Been.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. Hmm. What number are we on?
I don't know.
Well, you're the one doing the...
Oh, wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We're at 11. That was 11.
Is his spouse...
It's big, Cass! It's big!
Is his spouse also famous?
I don't think so.
Oh. Hold on.
Well, that strikes one off my list.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, I think.
Is his genre of music hip-hop?
I wouldn't say hip-hop, no.
Okay.
Does he have a prominent social media following?
Oh, I would certainly think so. Hold on.
Okay.
I just...
We'll go with it.
Yeah. I mean, he's that well known. I'd be shocked.
Well, some people are off Instagram and stuff.
This person is so big that they might just be like, I don't need all that. Mm-hmm. But hold on.
I swear, every time I think I'm on to who it is, we get an answer that completely derails my guess.
100%.
You guys can't look, but on Instagram, that person has slow connection in studio today. 13 million followers.
Is he a solo artist?
He certainly is.
Okay.
Is his genre of music like jazz or blues?
Not jazz.
Yes, we're going to have the famous jazz artist.
Sorry. There are very famous jazz blues musicians.
What kind of question was that, Cassandra?
Guys, Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder jazz? Is not jazz.
That's not jazz.
That's not jazz, girl.
Whatever. Y'all get weirded out, like excited over old people all the time.
Hey, y'all. Kenny G is coming in.
That would be a privilege.
Let me write down.
Obviously,
not
it's not
jazz.
Kenny G. He's white. Don't be silly. How many more do we got?
Well, we know it's not Louis Armstrong. Hold on one second.
Does he play the trumpet?
No, he's dead.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. That was 16. We got four more.
I think I know who it is.
If I want to go all 20, Cassie, why don't you ask the next four?
Sorry for being specific. I should have been generic. Does he breathe air?
Jazz.
Is he currently on tour?
Yes. Oh, gosh.
If it hasn't started yet, it's going to.
I mean, I was assuming he would be.
Like, there are a lot of people who fit the bill, but somebody that 75% of the world would know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think 75% of the world would know. Did you say that's accurate, Tommy?
Yes.
Over 40.
Based on something that happened.
Oh, his tour, without looking up, you can't Google this. His tour starts this month.
Well, nobody should be Googling anything.
Yeah.
Oh, and
75% of the world would know him just based on...
His jazz.
Something that happened...
The jazz charts.
In the past year.
I think I might know who it is.
I have zero idea.
But I would be very surprised if it was this person.
Yeah, you guys, I think, are going to be surprised. You're going to go like, damn. Q99.7 can hit.
I don't have a clue.
I'm running out of questions to think of.
Has he performed during the Super Bowl?
Yes, he has. Oh. Yes,
shut.
He has.
Okay, there it
can
is.
Can I guess?
There it is.
Might as well. How many questions we got?
There's two more left.
You can do whatever you want now.
Is it Usher?
It is Usher!
Super Bowl halftime performance.
Good. I think the day after the Super Bowl, I came in here and I think I said, I think that was probably the best performance for a Super Bowl halftime. And people argued with me about it, but I think it's got to be in the top five.
It's top five for sure to me. I mean, it was amazing. He had everything. He didn't miss.
I mean, 75% of the world knows who Usher is, right? Mm-hmm. So tomorrow afternoon, and I'm still getting the details, you guys, it came down sincerely 15
so
minutes ago.
So he's forgiven you.
I wasn't even going to bring it up.
That's why I was wondering. Like, surely it's not Usher.
I mean, that was 22 years
then
ago.
Then let's just let it lie.
I would really...
Let's let it lie.
He might bring it up. Usher and I had some friction years ago. Really bad friction years ago. But we have had him on the air. This was before you guys. Since then, and it didn't come up. But it was the very first thing I think that the Burr Show ever got like national attention on. But that was 22. I would rather not come up. He might bring it up.
You're both in different places now.
I'm in the same place. I'm the same guy I was 23 years ago. No, seriously, it was 22 years ago. I hope it doesn't come up because I would really rather just like hang and just celebrate that it's Usher.
Yeah, so I can't ask him if he's forgiven you.
You can do whatever you want.
No, I'm not. I would never.
You can do whatever you want.
I would never. You would do it to me, but I would not do it to you.
First question. Out the gate.
All right, so here are the details that I have right now, okay? Mm-hmm. At 1 o'clock, Usher is coming in here. We are all hanging out with Usher. He is taking over Q99.7.
Sweet.
We are going to be giving away $100 every 10 minutes that we can keep him in the studio. Okay. $100 to you guys that are listening. And we're also going to hook you up with tickets to Usher's Atlanta show every 10 minutes as well.
Very cool. That's awesome.
Fine. So that's what I know right now. All right. We'll have more details throughout the day as they come in on Q99.7. For you guys that aren't here in Atlanta tomorrow morning, we will play the interview for you the day after, I guess. If he's here tomorrow at 1, then on Wednesday morning, we'll play it for you guys. But if you're in Atlanta and you love Usher, 1 o'clock tomorrow on Q99.7.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It doesn't sit right with my soul. That's kind of been a fun theme we've been playing with on The Burt Show lately, where you're getting something off your chest that's just not sitting right with you. Like when I threw a sick burn at Abby and then immediately felt bad, and she did the same thing to Kristen and also felt bad right away. Now, we're all good and that was all in good fun, but sometimes you're not quite ready to confront your problems head on and you need someone to talk to. And while we love talking to you guys about your drama, sometimes it's above our pay grade and you need a professional to give you advice. I've been to therapy, and there's something so freeing about unloading your problems on a therapist that has your back and you know is there to help you. And that's where BetterHelp comes in. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
There was only one really good solution that was called in for Natalie, who was really upset that there was somebody in the office that was stealing her food all the time. And there is nothing worse than that, man. When it's like, for you guys probably, like 10:30 or whatever, and you start thinking about lunch in the next 90 minutes, and you've got that lasagna from last night in the fridge. You can't wait to dig into that, right? You're counting down the seconds, and then you walk back to the office fridge, and it's gone? Gone? That should be a felony. It put you right in jail for that. 100%.
A felony?
Yes, that's a felony.
Okay.
It's theft.
I wouldn't fight against it. I'm with you.
Theft by carbs. So she was wondering, what do I do? How do I catch this person? And when you guys were calling up, the one that came up over and over and over again was laxatives.
Mm-hmm.
Laxatives. And there was a story online about a woman that went into her doctor, was telling her doctor how frustrated she was that this was happening. And the doctor says, oh, so you're suffering from constipation? And she's like, what? And he said, you are suffering from constipation. So I am going to give you a medication that will cut right through that and make you go to the bathroom, right? Wink, wink. And she said, oh, yeah, I got constipation. So she used it when she was in the office and it worked flawlessly. So Natalie was going to try to do the same thing with a laxative on her coworker. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so take it from here. Last time we talked to you, you're very frustrated. You were thinking, okay, maybe I'll do the laxative thing. Did you go for it?
Yes, I did. I ended up putting X-Lax in my food, and it worked.
Wow.
Well, I ended up seeing my boss going to the bathroom multiple times.
No.
No. He's so serious. Yep, and for long periods of time, too.
Oh, my God.
So red-handed.
It's the higher up. It's your boss that's taking your food?
Yep.
Did you suspect?
I don't know what to do about that.
Did you suspect it at all?
No, not at all. He makes more money than I do. Why would he need my food?
I think there's like that boss sense of entitlement, maybe. Like, no one's. And if they do catch me, what are they going to do about it? I'm the boss. So, what do you. I guess you go to HR for something like that.
But do you really have enough proof?
But HR is there to protect the company.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd risk it.
And also, can't you get in trouble for. Well, I mean, they stole the food, but if you intentionally did it, said, hey, I know that my boss stole my food because I put laxatives in my food, can you get in trouble for that?
I would think that if you confess to it, but if you're putting the laxatives in your food, it's your food because you have the stomach problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anybody that takes the food. I mean,
but you would want to admit that you did that trying to catch the culprit because then you're trying to poison somebody else.
Yeah.
And that's not a good look.
I just think it's going to look a little suspicious if we go to HR and be like, well, I saw my boss going to the bathroom a lot.
So, because you know, right? So, Natalie, you know, but you technically don't have empirical evidence that your boss is the one that took the food. Maybe your boss just had bad shrimp last night and he had the bubble guts all day at work. You can't, like, you don't, like you said, you don't have definitive proof.
Can't you train the boss, though? I mean, keep doing it. And if the boss comes in and continues to take the food and the result is ending up in the bathroom, at some point, he's going to realize, like, it's coming from this food.
Or next time, you could just put cyanide in it. And
Okay.
Then you'll know for sure.
I mean, then you won't have to go to HR. So Tommy might be on something.
Yeah, they'll just go to prison instead. Yeah.
So what are you going to do? You just going to let it go?
I'm not sure. I can't call him out or admit that I know it was him. I don't want to risk losing my job or being retaliated against. So I have no idea.
Can't you just bring like a mini cooler in like I do every day? It looks like I'm transferring a kidney. And put your food on ice and not have to worry about the refrigerator at all?
There you go. Because I know you're not allowed to have a mini fridge. I know you put that in your email that you sent us. But just... get yourself a cooler and get you some frozen packs and just keep your food in there instead of in the fridge.
A cooler is a really good idea.
Yeah. You can't get busted there.
Nope.
No.
It's a pain in the ass to carry, but it's totally worth it.
Yeah, and you won't have to worry about the boss and HR and all that crap, so just do that.
Thank you. I definitely will.
Okay, Natalie, see you. All right, Abby, you got a kick out of this. Woman gets her hair or her weave.
Oh my!
Stuck in a plane?
This is so funny. Somebody's wig got snatched by an airplane. We've had so many problems with Boeing recently. Boeing's trying to cover it up with some fake hair, apparently. So a TikTok user named at DDDSSS064 was on a flight where they had to delay their flight because somebody's wig got caught in like the turbines.
Bit of a technical issue with the aircraft. The story is that. On the outside of the aircraft, on the left-hand side, there is a ventilation duct, which is an air intake for the air conditioning system. And there is a lady who's part of the ground team. She got a little bit too close to this intake system, and the aspiration of the intake system pulled the wig off her head. So the wig is inside the air conditioning system. And hopefully it didn't cause any damage, but we do have maintenance on board. And they're going to look at the system and see if they could get the wig out of there. Hopefully it has not caused any damage.
So that's the pilot talking to the entire plane.
That was the announcement, the overhead announcement for the plane.
I know she's mad. The wigs ain't cheap.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
So if you can only listen to the Burt Show live on the radio like this late right here, you miss a lot of really good stuff early. So why am I saying right now, this morning, nobody in this studio is trustworthy, at least in my eyes anymore. I explained that this morning early. Cassie's family escaped serious injury last week, like really serious. So if you missed that, we upload the show segment by segment. So if you don't have a whole bunch of time, you can just listen to any segment that catches your eye. Or you can listen to the whole show on any podcasting platform. All right, Kristen, it is time for Kristen's Stupid Bit of the Week.
If you've ever looked at your pet and thought, my pet was reincarnated, they were a celebrity in a past life.
Oh.
I want you to call up 1-855-BIRCHO, 855-237-8746, and I will tell you which celebrity your pet was in a former lifetime. I came across this old school 80s commercial. I found it on the Instagram page at Night Flight Official. And it got me thinking, I may have a gift. Hmm. And the only way I'm going to find out is if I test it on the Burt Show.
Cute little dog you've got there. But hold on. In a previous life, he could have been George Washington. Nice cat. Perhaps Annie Oakley. And look at him. Why, it's Napoleon. Reincarnation. What human being was your pet in a previous lifetime? Master reincarnationist E. David Scott will tell you when you call this number. Just answer simple questions with your touch tone phone. $1.95 per minute for entertainment only. Under 18, get permission. Call now. Learn who your pet was as a human in a previous lifetime.
So, I want you to call up to the Burt Show. What's our number again?
855.
Wow, this is going to be great.
That's from Saturday night, huh?
Yes, it is.
We killed some brain cells together, did we not?
So many. So, 1-855-BIRCHO, 855-237-8746. You're going to tell us about your pet. We're going to ask some questions. Mm-hmm. And then we're all going to work together to tap in to who we think the pet was in a previous lifetime. So I thought we would start off with your cat, Abby.
Oh, okay? My cat, Della.
Yes, your cat, Abby. That is your cat, Della. So tell us a little bit about Della, and we will tell you who she was in a previous life.
Well, she's definitely a diva, because every time I walk through the door, I think I'm going to get like a meow. And like, she's really happy to see me, but she's just like, oh, you're here.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Ooh. Welcome back to my apartment.
That's every cat. That's not going to help.
No, there are some cats that are friendlier than others. My cat just happens to have a little bit of a chip on her shoulder or a chip on her fur. She is very cuddly when she's hungry. So she thinks that if she shows more love and affection to me, she will get more food out of me. So she's a little bit of a kiss up. She has occasionally swatted at me anytime I've tried to eat my own food.
How does she feel about bathrooms?
She follows me to the bathroom.
She does.
She does. She likes to watch. She's a watcher. Okay. She's an observer. and what else? She loves sitting on my clothes. So she's a little bit of a fashionista. She loves sitting. If I like get undressed after a night out and leave my stuff on the bathroom floor, I'll usually find her rolling in it.
Gotcha. Does anybody have any inklings? Because I have one.
I got nothing. I got nothing.
Let me see what else I can conjure about her. She does love some Taylor Swift. She does love a little bit of country music. Anytime I throw on some Riley Green, she does sit there and listen to it with me while I'm cooking my dinner. And she has beautiful blue eyes. So maybe there's a celeb in the past life that has striking blue eyes.
I think your cat is Princess Diana.
Oh, I'll take it. Oh my gosh, this would make sense.
Kind of regal, kind of a diva.
The blue eyes, fashionista.
Fashionista, fashion icon.
Might have a gift.
I know, right?
No, your cat's Meghan Trainor, because doesn't she share a toilet with her husband?
Meghan Trainor's alive.
So maybe she's channeling it into her while she's alive. You don't know her.
You should have taken the rest of the morning off when you made that jazz comment.
Listen,
Tommy, tell us about your precious little dog, Coco.
Coco is 4.5 years old, gifted by Kristen to my wife and I. They went behind my back and got me a dog.
Aww.
And I love her. I am wrapped around her paw. She loves being outside, and she loves chasing our feral cat who has taken up residence at our home.
She loves chasing a feral cat. Would you call her an introvert or an extrovert?
Oh, she's very much an extrovert.
An extrovert.
She loves to say hello to everyone, but once she says hello, then her mission is complete, and she lays down.
Cassie, are there any former jazz artists that this dog could be?
No, but his dog is clearly Leonardo DiCaprio, because he's chasing feral cats.
Isn't it a she?
Yes, it is.
And Leonardo DiCaprio is alive.
Why are you applying gender? We're on a different plane of existence.
Do you not understand how reincarnation works?
Tommy, listen. Coco in a previous life was Anna Nicole Smith.
No, she wasn't.
All right, that is my gift.
Okay.
All right.
That's what I have to give to you today.
Okay. I was going to give you one of mine, but my dog's dead. So.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and do Reagan's real quick while he was alive.
All right. Overweight.
Yep.
Super lazy.
Yep.
Thought he was an extrovert, but then realized being around people, he was an introvert.
Chris Farley.
You guys said it at the same time.
You're lying.
I swear, that was my first thought.
Chris Farley.
You're on The Burt Show.
This makes so much sense.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
There's some Saturday Night Live hosts that just hit different than others. There's some people that come on, do the bare minimum, and get a couple laughs out of people. And then there are other people that are just icons. They come on, and you just feel like they should be on every single week. And that's how at least a majority of the SNL audience felt about Ryan Gosling on Saturday Night Live over the weekend.
The thing I love about him, and some people hate this, and Lorne Michaels, the creator of Saturday Night Live, this drives him crazy, that I love about Ryan Gosling is he breaks character all the time and starts laughing. I freaking love that.
So we were talking about it earlier this morning where me and you were in the camp of it makes it funnier when people break character. But Kristen, you felt like it kind of ruined some of the sketches.
Oh, I love it when they break character. Just not every single sketch. Because then it's not funny. It's not special anymore. Like when you break character, it's such, I think, a unique moment. But if you're doing it every single sketch, then it loses its luster.
It's only funny when you can tell they're trying really hard not to laugh. I do feel like they've gotten a little bit more relaxed to where they're more comfortable breaking character, which I'm fine with. It doesn't kill the sketch for me. But to me, what makes that moment funny is seeing them staring at the cue card and they just have that look in their eyes that says, don't break character, don't break character, don't break character.
Or trying to hide their face.
Yes. Right. And they didn't do a good job of trying to not break character, but all of the sketches were really, really funny. And Ryan Gosling actually had a really great monologue with Emily Blunt, who was in Oppenheimer. And of course, he was in Barbie. So they sung a little bit about Barbenheimer and the whole summer of these two blockbusters.
And they're in a new movie together.
And they did it to the tune of Taylor Swift's All Too Well. To the tune of All Too Well, because there's a scene in their upcoming movie together where Ryan's like crying to All Too Well in his car. So it's a nice little callback to it. Of course, they know the Swifties are going to talk about it. But
I want to put a list together of celebrities that it's not fair because they have too much talent. Like, you shouldn't be that hot like Ryan Gosling and also be able to act as well as he does and somewhat hold a note also. It's just too much talent.
Even though Emily Blunt put him to shame because she can really sing.
Yeah, and she's the same way, right?
God just chooses favorites sometimes. And during the whole, during SNL, one of my favorite sketches every single week is Weekend Update. I used to have the fattest crush on Colin Jost, who's one of the hosts. Mm-hmm. He's married to Scarlett Johansson now, so I lost out. But Michael Che is one of the other Weekend Update anchors, and they took a little bit of time to joke about this basketball player who has really made moves in the women's basketball industry, Caitlin Clark. She's like as good as the guys.
She's fire.
And Michael Che made a joke that was a little bit below the belt.
The University of Iowa announced that basketball star Caitlin Clark will have her jersey retired and replaced with an apron.
Oh, damn.
I didn't see that coming.
Oh, wait.
It gets better.
So then Caitlin Clark comes out because, of course, she's not just going to take this joke. She decided to show up Michael Che and double down on that joke.
Since you're such a big fan, I brought you a souvenir. It's an apron signed by me.
Thank you. I can't wait to give this to my girlfriend.
You don't have a girlfriend, Mike.
So she definitely had to show him up just a little bit.
So that was actually my favorite bit from SNL this past weekend. And so, you know, I don't watch it the night of. I catch all the clips on social media the next day. So I'm scrolling and I see that and I watch. And she, quote unquote, wrote jokes for Michael that he had to say. And it was really well done. And so I go in the comments. People are mad.
About the joke?
No, because they had Caitlin Clark and they didn't have the winners of the national championship. They didn't ask South Carolina.
Oh,
a player from South Carolina to come and do it.
Yeah. Right, roll. She herself will bring. She'll bring more fans into women's basketball.
She's a phenom.
1,000%. Yeah. She's a phenom. So, yeah, you know what? Not everybody gets a trophy.
No.
The Saturday Night Live trophy.
Bingo. Okay.
South Carolina already got a trophy. Let Caitlin Clark get her trophy. And then I think she's like, what, the number one draft pick for the WNBA?
Totally deserves to be there. Like, kudos to everybody. I wish everybody could be on SNL, but that's just not how it rolls. But, like, when I was going through the comments, I'm like, are you freaking kidding me?
People will find something to bitch about anything.
Every single time.
For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
You're on the Burt Show.
Scams all over the place these days. Last week, I told you guys that those random texts that you'll get from time to time just going, hey, Gene, sorry I missed the meeting. And your name's not Gene. And then they try to get you in on a conversation, which inevitably leads to them trying to get some money out of you. Which, if you were listening last week, investigative reporters have found that a lot of those texts are coming from men and women that are being trafficked. They don't want to do it either. The epicenter of it is in Cambodia. And they have these compounds that people are trapped in. And you have to pay $5,000 to $30,000 to get out of this whole cycle. Ambulances show up all the time because they're being beaten if they don't make their quotas. So that's where those are coming from. And that was all new info for me. But there are scams happening all over the place.
Yeah, I happened across an article about another scam that I just wanted to give everybody a warning about. This doesn't have to do with texting. It has to do with actual calling. So if somebody calls you and says, can you hear me? Whatever you do, don't answer. Hang up. It could be a scam. So the Can You Hear Me scam has been targeting consumers for years. It's unclear exactly how the scam might play out, but consumer advocates, including the Better Business Bureau, say it's better to hang up and not engage. It's likely the scammers are trying to get you to say yes, so they can record your voice, which can then be used or edited to make it seem like you authorized something that you didn't. So the BBB said it continues to receive reports to its scam tracker, and that's the organization's tool that keeps an eye on reported scams across the country. But yeah, so if somebody calls you up and they're like, can you hear me? Can you hear me? And you're like, yes, they're recording your voice and could use it for other prompts and can like try to impersonate your bank or stuff like that to get access to stuff.
I don't ever pick up the phone if it's a number that I don't recognize anyway. Do you guys?
No, I love it now because it actually says spam risk.
Yeah. Most likely spam. Yeah, I never answer.
That's good info, though. All right, so ladies, I have a question for you guys listening, and you don't have to elaborate. All I need is a number, because I read this article, and here's your kid warning. We're about to talk about the sex. So if you're cruising around with kids in the car, here's your kid warning. I read this article that basically says, like, women have just given up on the idea that they're going to have the big O from guys. They just, it's deflating for you. And so they're going into the experience going like, this could be great, but I know he's not going to be able to help me out here. So it made me want to ask you guys this. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being, guys are amazing in bed. and one being no guy knows what he's doing. If you took an average of the men that you have slept with, what number would you assign to guys from 1 to 10 as far as how good they are in bed? 10 is exceptional. They are amazing. They know what they're doing every single time. I have the big O, and one is like, oh, that is, I'd rather just like, I don't know, grind up on a couch.
Don't knock it till you try it.
And if you're sheepish about calling, I'm not going to ask you any questions. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to ask you why. All I need is a number from you guys. So it literally sounds like this. Hi, Burt Show. 7. Thank you. That'll be it. And I'll go right through the line. All right. 1-855-BIRCHELL. This is the article that caught my attention. I'm going to read it verbatim to you guys. It says women are no longer having, and it says the actual word, big O, as men have become so bad at sex.
That's like the saddest headline ever.
It's really sad.
I feel like we should take a moment of silence for your guys.
Oh, a moment of silence for all the unattained O's. Yeah. For all the lack of noise in the bedroom. Let's have a moment of silence.
Okay, just a sec.
That's what it sounds like in the bedroom.
Yeah. And that's a wrap.
Says ladies are being let down in the bedroom, with many admitting they don't orgasm during sex. New study has revealed just how much their pleasure is being cut short. Straight women. Oh, yeah. And here's the thing, too. It's going to be a real bummer for guys. Women that are with other women. Oh, that's no problem.
Yeah.
Because they know parts.
They know what to do.
Parts, no parts.
There you go.
Straight women have confessed they no longer expect a climax when they hit the sheets. It's called an orgasm gap, and it has widened so much that ladies have simply given up hope. Heterosexual women only big O 65% of the time, in comparison to 86% of the time for lesbian women. And you know, dudes, 95% of the time, dudes are like, all right, showed up, it's done. It says, as a result, researchers decided to look at just how much a person's partner hinders their expectations in the bedroom. And in a nutshell, it means they expected really little help from dudes when it came to whether they climax or not. As well as this, it also revealed that being in a relationship with a man made the woman less likely to pursue orgasm themselves. They just no longer even had an interest in it. They don't care.
Wow.
Did you guys know that there are 11 different kinds of orgasms a woman can have?
I did not.
11?
Well, obviously, the women don't know that. They
can't, can't even get one. All right, and as few as 18% of women only manage to reach climax through a dude being up inside there.
Yep.
I just pulled up the 11 different types of orgasms.
Okay, hold on to those. We might
No, this is bonus. This will be bonus content. Right. This is 100%.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, I'm interested. I want to know right now. This is something I don't want to wait on bonus for. Okay, Alice, good morning. You were on the Burt Show. If you don't want to talk about it, that's fine. I just want a number. On average, guys, from 1 to 10, with 10 being, they're all great, and 1 being they suck. What is the average of a guy's performance in bed?
I say a 3.
A 3.
Wow.
It's not me. Don't go, oh, Alice. It's them.
I feel like Alice is like coming from a place of empathy, not a place of blame.
Yeah. We're not judging you at all.
You're judging the men.
Yeah, we feel bad for you.
Yeah. I feel like there was a cause we could donate to. Like, can I give you $50 towards an Adam and Eve vibrator?
She needs to start an Alice O, like, GoFundMe page.
3. Okay, 1-855-BIRCHELL. Just need a number. Susan, don't need to know how many guys we're talking about. Just want to know, on average, with the guys that you've been with, 10, at 1 out of 10, 10 is exceptional, 1 is terrible. What's the number?
I would agree with the other one. 3. Less than 3.
Wow.
I make them all the time.
A 3.
Oh, is it this bad?
3.
3? Yeah.
It's brutal out here.
Wow.
Now, that's only 2, but 3.
That's enough. That's depressing.
That is sincerely depressing.
Yes.
Okay.
Listen. It's the Burt Show.
You want to believe there's a balance of life, right? You just go through some months where things are crappy. But you also know that in the balance of life, for every month where things are going to be crappy, you know what? It's going to pass. And you're going to have a month of great stuff. And then back and forth, blah, 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 blah. Oh, not Cassie. Oh, she is. The good news is you've got like 3 years of good luck coming to you.
More than that.
Based on what's been going on the last couple of years, and the hits just keep on coming.
Or this is karma. I don't know. I like to think of it as like a yin and a yang, right? So whatever you experience for me, like all this bad luck, I'm like, maybe it is preventing me from something worse down the line. But there comes a point when you look back and you're like, am I in a Shakespearean play? Because this is a comedy of errors. Like, I have pissed off somebody somewhere in the universe, and they are trying to beat me down. Because if you weren't listening earlier and you can catch up on our podcast, I had not one, not two, not three, not four, but five trees hit my house last week.
One tree for every Burt Show member.
Yes.
Right here behind a mic right now. Can you name these trees? That would
yes,
be great.
Yes, I will name them after all of you. Now, technically, it was two trees and then half, 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 like, because the other trees broke them in half, but still, five different trees.
Abby and I will take the halves.
Yes. Oh, perfect. And one came through the living room while my husband and I were in the living room, but I looked at that and I was like, well, this sucks, but if it's going to have to happen, it happened in almost the best way possible. No one was hurt.
It's a miracle no one was hurt. Mm-hmm. The size of those trees, like the trees fell on the front of your house and you could still see them on the back of your house.
Oh, they smashed our car, which was on the back side of the house. Like they were that big. There's huge logs everywhere.
So you got to check in on home insurance and also on car insurance now?
Well, yes, I think we're including the car as part of the comprehensive claim.
Okay.
But we also drove my pretty much brand new car through a pothole a couple of weeks ago. But it was dark and it was filled with water. So it looked like a shallow puddle. And it was a very, very like 1.5 foot deep pothole. And so it messed up the entire underneath of the car. Stuff has fallen off. The like fan blade is rattling now. So we technically have a claim out on the house in both cars right now.
Wow.
Good thing you signed that new contract with that raise.
Yeah.
You're going to need it.
Thank God I signed it already, or else I feel like I wouldn't even get it. But so I'm like, you know what? This sucks, but things are good. We have insurance, thankfully. The kids weren't hurt. We weren't hurt. We'll be fine, you know? And so I'm trying to keep like a very positive, upbeat attitude. It is what it is kind of thing.
Your meds are working.
Yes, they are. They really are.
When I was talking to you about this at the party on Saturday night, I was stunned by how like, almost a matter of fact you were about it.
Because there's nothing I can do. Like, right. Worrying and crying over it isn't going to change anything. Like, we just have to do what we got to do.
Then she was talking to me and another friend about it, and we're like, no, you should be pissed.
Right.
Like, you deserve to be mad. It's okay. You can cry if you want to. We totally get it. We're not going to judge.
Well, you know, and people are fighting harder battles, and I'm like, in the grand scheme of things, it's material objects. Like, it can be fixed or repaired or replaced.
Oh, no, keep going.
Well, then, so I have this attitude, and I'm actually feeling pretty proud of myself because I'm like, what a great way to approach life. Like, this is feeling good.
It is.
I'm not upbeat, but like, we're going to get through this. And then the universe is like, hold my beer. And so we are eating out at a restaurant, and I have very weak ankles. Like, we've talked about how I've broken them a number of times on the show. It started when I was in high school. I played tennis. I rolled them all the time. So I can literally roll my ankle in no shoes at all, like bare feet. I'm walking with my son in hand, like he's walking next to me, and there is the barest little lip of a curb as it like sort of, you know how you'll do that for like wheelchair access or whatever. I don't see it. I roll my ankle and I face plant into a metal trash can in public in front of everyone, knocking my poor son down. He was fine, but I got all like sprained wrist, twisted ankle. They're okay now. It was minimal, but I walked into that restaurant and I was just like crying behind my sunglasses. I'm like, what? Why?
Why?
Like as if it wasn't enough. Then we get an Airbnb and the gas is out. And because the hot water is powered by the gas, we don't have any hot water. And I haven't like showered in days at this point.
That's a problem for all of us.
Well, no, I came into the gym at the office early this morning to shower, just so you guys know.
Thank you.
It's just, you're welcome. I didn't wash my hair, though. You can tell. But it's just been like one thing after the other. And the house, we had just finished renovations. We had been putting off for 9 years. My father-in-law was with us for the past 3 months working on the house. And half of that stuff got smashed through. We had just saved and paid for it all.
I feel like this started way before that. Like Chad's injury, your husband's injuries.
Yes, my husband fell off a ladder and blew out his knee. I had severe postpartum depression, broke my ankle. My grandmother died. My mom got diagnosed with breast cancer, which isn't me. Like, that's not my bad luck, but it affects you.
It's your orbit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's in my world. We've been sick nonstop. I had to miss one of my really good friend's birthday parties because I didn't want to get everyone sick. I almost had to miss Bert's birthday party
because the trees. Five trees fell through your house.
Was not going to miss it. And so it's just been like things that aren't a big deal. Like you would step back and you'd be like, oh, whatever. You got out of a car and the paper bag with all your liquor bottles and it just ripped and busted all over the ground because that happened this weekend for no reason.
Wow. Do you want me to smudge you tomorrow?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, yeah, it's so many little things. It's like the universe is like chipping away like, you're gonna break.
I can finally use my powers for good. Because remember, because I got my period during the eclipse, so I'm a white witch.
Yeah!
I will smudge you tomorrow.
Okay.
And we will get rid of all this negativity.
Okay.
Your insurance claim is gonna go super smooth.
Good.
The house is gonna get fixed. You're gonna get a new roof. You guys are gonna be in the clear when it comes from a medical standpoint for the rest of the year. I'm gonna smudge the ass out of you.
Please, because my son's been to the ER twice this year already. Just help me. God. Help me.
Things that sound dirty that aren't. I am gonna smudge the ass out of you.
I'm gonna smudge you so hard.
Thanks for listening. Get more Burt Show fix at thebirdshow.com or follow us on social media at The Burt Show.